You're on 981-2NM. It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Morris Collison. Morris, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. Great to be here.
Morris, I've been talking about what we're allergic to. Are you allergic to anything?
Not that I know of. Not that I can say on air anyway.
Yeah, fair enough, I understand. I'm allergic to wasps, so if ever I come out to your place, just got to make sure there's no wasps and we're good.
Oh, well, everything should be. I'll make sure I clear them out of the road.
Much appreciated. Getting down to business, there's a new DA process.
Yes, it's been put on us, of course, in the state government, and I think once it settles down, everyone gets the hang of how to do it. I think it's going to be great. I mean, the DAs for development applications, construction certificates, et cetera, and once you learn to hop online and do it, you'll be able to follow that process right through. And anyone that does do it and have any issues, please call the council office.
Yep.
I've had good feedback this week that a couple did get a little bit held up in it, and the staff there were very well up to date and talk them through it.
Because DAs can be a long process, so to streamline it in any way makes everybody's life a bit easier, including the council.
Oh, look, definitely, and I think it's good that you can hop online and check to see how you're going and how far through it's going. And
yep.
No one likes change, but this is something that's put on top of us.
That's true. Nobody does like change. Although a number of your bridges are going to be changing soon, upgraded, in fact.
Yeah, that was a great announcement on the weekend by Member Michael Johnson from the state. $6.5 million towards, I think it's 15 bridges throughout the Shire.
Yep.
Mostly smaller bridges, but they're all past their use-by date. And that's only going to leave us, I think, two wooden structures then in our Shire, which is great, great news.
Just to make them safer because, safety's the most important thing, really, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And you don't realise, Bertie, you start going up some of those little crossings around the valley and see some of the old bridges, they're just completely worn out.
Yep.
And it's great news, and I thank Michael for his support again.
Okay, and the Scone CBD revitalisation program, the plans have been on display, will be until next Tuesday.
Yeah, still there, and I'm encouraging people again. Please go along and have a look. I think it's been very well. People have come along in droves, I think, and had their say.
Yeah, you've had the question and answer sessions at Campbell's Corner over the last few weeks. Have you heard some good responses from that, some good feedback?
Yeah, look, I think there was about 20, 25 a day coming through, and hopefully it's easing off a bit now, but it's very important to have your say. And there's a lot of positives and there's some negatives, of course, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, it's got to be put out there to the people to discuss. We've mentioned that before, haven't we?
Definitely, and let's just hope we get something at the end of it.
Absolutely. Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor Morris Collison, thank you very much, as always, for coming in, mate.
Thank you very much.